From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. McCollum Hall is on its way to become the pride of Dunbar again. That's the predominantly black community of Fort Myers. The building from the 1930s was once a safe place for black musicians, comedians, and entertainers to perform during the segregation era. It's a locally designated historic landmark, but over the years, it dwindled into a boarding house that violated housing codes. The city purchased the deteriorated property about 8 years ago, and its project is about halfway done. About 100 locals recently celebrated the renewal of the exterior. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros was there.
McCollum Hall is along Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at the intersection of Cranford Avenue. The building is made up of blonde-colored bricks. There are signs lining the top of it that have been around for at least 50 years. The fading red letters read, "Men's clothes, luggage, shoes, and sportswear." But Michelle Hilton Terry says about 3 months ago, it did not look like it does now for this celebration party.
So the complete exterior of the building, the south side here, which fronts onto MLK, was boarded up. There were no awnings. The brick was dirty. The light fixtures didn't work. I mean, this was a sad-looking building.
Hilton Terry is with the City of Fort Myers Community Redevelopment Agency, which is fixing up McCollum Hall. She says this outer makeover is a milestone. Hilton Terry says the ultimate goal with this property is to create jobs in this portion of Fort Myers that has a higher unemployment rate.
We hope to have businesses in here and hoping that this project will be a catalyst to jumpstart other new businesses along the corridor.
Businesses were once housed on the first floor, and the second floor held performances from musical legends like Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong.
I remember my parents talking about the heyday of the McCollum Hall and who all came and all the big stars and all the dances.
Constance White Davis was born and raised in Dunbar. She just moved back after living 40 years in Sarasota. She says since coming home, she's noticed the downtown Fort Myers community is doing well, and she hopes revamping McCollum Hall can push the Dunbar community in that direction too.
I hope what the City of Fort Myers is trying to do, I hope it comes into fruition, and that we really have businesses. People are using the hall for parties, for weddings, and that's what I want to see. And I want to see jobs given.
White Davis embraced her longtime friend, Walt Wesley, at the party. The two had not seen each other in some time.
Well, Walt Wesley and I go back a long ways. When I was a junior in high school, he took me to my junior prom. So we're family friends, our families are friends, and when we see each other, we just have to love on each other.
Wesley was also born and raised in Fort Myers. He graduated from Dunbar High School in 1962, later to become an NBA star. He remembers his times at McCollum Hall.
I used to sit down in front there, me and my cousin, and watch the cars go by and talk.
Wesley says this event represents a great moment in history for the city of Fort Myers, and he hopes the state will one day recognize McCollum Hall as a historical landmark.
The building needs to be preserved, and this is a part of history, especially in this particular area. We do not need to forget that this area has a long-standing history also.
The city of Fort Myers still needs more than $2 million to renovate the inside of McCollum Hall. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.